Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
400, something different for Judge, as opposed to the franchise record, and what I think is a futile one at that. I would be willing to bet. I did not look this up, but I know the number, right? Alonso's at 242, so the Mets' all-time franchise leader, Darryl Strawberry, 252 home runs.
Yep.
I would be willing to bet that is near the bottom. I'm just going to guess and say bottom. It's definitely bottom five. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's bottom three, but I'm going to guess bottom five. You have a guess?
Well, I mean, look, you got to start with expansion teams or teams that were born fairly.
Right, so like the Rays.
The Colorado Rockies. Although the Rockies actually used to mash them back in the day. So the Rays are there. Yeah, I mean, that's a good place to start. I mean, the Pirates obviously had some great players.
Marlins.
The Marlins. Teams that are down now, but historically have really good roots, like the Pirates, like the Reds, the Big Red Machine in the 70s.
Yeah, they've got to have more.
Yeah. Even though Pete Rose wasn't a home run hitter, I don't think Tony Perez was a massive home run hitter. I'm going to say, bench hit a bunch, obviously. I'm going to say that the Mets, even the A's with some big studs. I'm going to say that the Mets, they have to be bottom seven. They absolutely have to be.
Yeah, I'll go bottom five. I'll be pleasantly surprised if it's anything better than that. Hoff, what do you have with
it? Technically, you're both right, because in the bottom seven, bottom five.
Okay.
But they are bottom three.
Bottom three? See? Who are they ahead of? The Marlins? Padres?
Who's the Padres?
Yeah, Padres. Wow.
So what's the Padres?
Padres are the bottom.
And they who is it?
And it's a current player right now. He's got 177 home runs. His name is Manny Machado.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
Yikes.
Yeah, dude, yikes is right.
And Dave Winfield was there for a good 7, 8, 9 years, at least 7 or so, before he went to the Yankees in 81. So not even Winfield. That's embarrassing.
Who's second?
Ugh.
Do you want to guess or no?
I'm going to guess the Rays.
No,
I don't think it would be the Rays. I would probably be more inclined
Longoria
to say
was there a long time with the Rays.
He was good.
Okay, so good.
I'd probably inclined to say the Marlins. They played for that big Joe Robbie big stadium for a while. Let's say no.
Who?
Diamondbacks.
Okay. Who is it?
Luis Gonzalez.
How many?
224.
He bothers me that
All right, so
always
already
bothers me.
I like Luis
Gonzalez. Of course you do.
Where'd that bobblehead go? We had it.
I broke it.
224. Already
Yikes.
The number's getting up there. Luis Gonzalez. He wasn't even a home run hitter. All right, who's third?
The Mets. Darryl Strawberry, 252.
Dude, see what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm trying to be nice, and I'm trying to but that's pathetic.
We're going to be taking bows here and celebrating Pete Alonso because he had surpassed it's the third worst total.
Well,
the Mets have been around since 62. Some of these other teams have been around since 93, for goodness sake.
I hear you on that.
No, 98 was the last expansion. Marlins and Rockies were 92 or 93.
93, I thought it was. It was 93.
And then you had the Rays and Diamondbacks in 98. The
late 90s.
Come on! The Diamondbacks have been around since 98, and the Mets are just barely ahead of them.
Joe, so go in descending order. So Padres, give me give us the worst seven or so.
All right, so then it's the Rays.
Yep.
They have
Who is it? Longoria?
Longoria, 261.
Okay.
Miami Marlins. With Giancarlo Stanton, 267.
I forgot about Stanton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nationals.
Hold on. Not Zimmerman.
Yep.
Okay.
284.
Okay. Good
ball. There you go.
The Royals, George Brett, 317.
Okay. Give us a chance to guess the name, though. Right? I know.
Oh.
Not particularly, no.
Blue Jays. Next up.
Is that Freddie? Not Freddie McGriff.
I saw this.
Wait.
I'm not going to cheat because I saw this one.
All right. It's not McGriff because he bounced early. It could be Joe Carter. I don't think it was a George Bell or a Lloyd Mosby. It's not Alomar. It's not Olerud. I'm going to say Joe Carter.
No, it's Carlos Delgado. Yeah,
it is Delgado.
Delgado. Dude, that guy hit 40 home runs every year for 9 years.
He was an absolute beast.
Yeah.
He was great with the Mets, too.
Underrated. He was.
Then you have the Guardians.
Hold on. Don't be name dropped. The Guardians.
I know
before
who it
that.
Is.
Hold
I
on.
Got it. It's got to be.
Joe Carter was there, but I don't think it would be him either.
Let me guess.
It's not Jose Canseco.
Don't give it away.
I know you want to say Jose Canseco.
Canseco? Huh? Why Guardians. Would he want to say Canseco?
Because he got hit in the head with a ball.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
What about
I think this is an easy one.
Well, I mean, it could be. But, I mean, the Indians slash Grove have also been around for a long time.
You want my guess?
So I'm trying to formulate a guess. I mean, get off my ass, guys.
No, I want to guess.
Who is it?
Jim Tomey?
Yeah, it's got to be Tomey.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Got to be Tomey. I mean, I'm just trying to think of baseball history.
Well,
here,
I had it. I was sitting on it. I was getting antsy.
How about the Athletics?
The A's, I mean, Reggie wasn't there very long, but it also goes back to the Philadelphia A's. I mean, how is it not Mark McGwire?
Yeah, I'm going to guess
it's McGwire. You got Mark McGwire.
Yeah, it's
got
to be.
363.
Okay. With him, I think if you're not in the 300s at least, like, come on, dude. What are we doing?
Well,
Mets have been around since 62. Now, the good thing is that if Pete stays here, he's going to put up.
Sure.
He may get to 500. Who the hell knows? But at least he'll be in the fours.
Well, I mean, listen, it could be worse. Your all-time home run leader could be Choo-Choo Coleman, Mets catcher in 1962.
Now, who's number one? Is it the Yanks with Babe Ruth?
No. Close.
It's got to be the Braves, right?
Oh, right, with Hank.
Yeah, but they were also in Milwaukee, too.
But Hank Aaron, 733.
And what, the Yankees are second with Babe Ruth?
659.
Think about that, dude. They'll never get touched, which is insane, no?
For the Yankees?
Well, I mean, you would think Judge would do it, but he's older.
I'm not going to say never. Judge's not going to do it. Well, maybe the kid hasn't been born yet.
He's going to surpass Babe Ruth. Kid's not been born yet? Who's the Angels?
Hold on. The Angels.
This is a fun conversation for baseball nerds.
It is. Everyone else is very often.
Yeah,
whatever.
If you're sitting in traffic right now, I'm sorry. This is not helping.
It's not Trout.
It is.
Is it Trout?
388.
Yikes.
He's actually 388 home runs. He's going to hit 400 home runs.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Angels been around for a minute, too. They're a pretty lean number.
All right, here's a real question.
Yeah.
Who's Mike Trout more home runs or Anthony Rendon more games played for the Angels?
Now, what a great contract that was.
How many games did he play?
I don't know.
I told you the story about that, right, with the SNY? Gary Apple, who's the nicest man ever.
Very nice man, Gary.
Never says a bad word about anybody, never says something bad to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, the way the desks are, he's sitting across from a guest that we had on Baseball Night in New York, Billy Epler, former Met general manager.
That's your boy.
Also a former Angel general manager.
Yeah.
And somehow Rendon, it must have been in the news because he got hurt again. Mm. And Gary Apple stands up in the middle of the newsroom and goes, "Geez, that Rendon, that has to be the worst contract ever." Billy Apple's sitting right across from the guy who signed the contract. Gary, we were all like, and Gary immediately realized that he screwed up and was so apologetic. And Apple was like,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Whatever.
Billy knows he's right.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm thinking, who cares about Rendon? You brought in Daniel Vogel back, for goodness sake.
Yeah, you love Billy Epler.
Yeah.
Billy was your boy for
a
minute.
I like Billy a lot.
And you like him more than Stearns?
Hey, no.
Yeah, I think so.
Come on. Hands off. Billy got us to a nice level. Stearns is taking us to another stratosphere. All right, let's get some calls in here.
Oh, real quick, I just wanted to clarify, Mike Trout, 388 home runs. Anthony Rendon, 252 games.
Games.
In how many years?
Five.
Yeah, I was going to say he's been there at least five or six.
Those,
yikes.
Honestly, those long-term contracts, they just don't work out.
Well, then
they don't.
Why do you like the Soto deal? It's 15 years.
Different animal.
Well, we'll see.
Different animal.
And I do want to throw out there, too, because we talk about the Mets 252. You think that Alonso, if he stays here for much longer, will get 300, 400 home runs. Do you know the Dodgers are only sitting at 389 with Duke Snyder?
Wow. And how many Dukes were in Brooklyn with a 265-foot fence in right field? It was high, but wow. Wow.
I guess when you think about it, well, how many did Piazza have there? We don't have the Dodgers individual list. What did Piazza have for his career? You could do the math.
Tell you right now.
He had a lot of I feel like he was more like high average than home runs there. He had like 368.
He was there 7 years, wasn't he?
Something like that.
He had to come close to that, no?
Or yeah, Hoff's looking. Let's get some. We don't want to geek out too much here.
Yeah, BT and Sal, all the fans.
We are on the air.
177.
Yeah, it's not enough. All right, not close. Gus is in Mamaroneck. What's up, Gus?
Gus!
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I've been a baseball fan all my life. I'm 68 years old.
Hmm.
And also, like Larry, I played minor league ball. I played baseball all my life till I was 54. And I'm talking about hardball, not softball. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, to me, winning was the number one thing. And I've been a die-hard Mets fan all my life. I cried many a times when they were losing. And believe me, it sucked. But, excuse me, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think I saw Pete Rose fall short of DiMaggio's record by 12, I believe. 44 games.
But that's a legit record.
Like, that must have been fun seeing that development. That would have been awesome to watch.
I saw the Mattingly chase, you know, with the 8 consecutive games.
Yep. Love that as well.
Hey, listen, that was great.
Those were special, mm-hmm. you know. But to me, you know, I always envied the Yankees because they were a winning franchise and all the records came in second to their winning. And that's what I wanted the Mets to be identified as, a team that wins. And hopefully, I've seen 2 championships. I hope to see 3 before God takes me someday.
The more I think about it, Gus, well, I'd like to see 1, for goodness sake, in adulthood. And thank you for the call. The more I think about it, maybe it is just the, I don't want to diminish the accomplishment because nothing Alonso could do about it as far as the prior success or lack thereof of the Mets franchise. But I look at the consecutive games home run streak as important. I look at the hit streak as important. 62, obviously, the individual home run season, the home run total for a season, huge. Hitting 400, huge. The Mets all-time franchise home run leader, like, it's just not. I mean, they're at the bottom of the barrel.
They are. But you only escape the bottom of the barrel if you start taking steps forward. You know, listen, guys, it's not exactly breaking news what I'm about to say. The teams that historically don't win often or much or, you know, for some of you younger Mets fans at all, the record books reflect that. And for the teams that have a real deep imprint on the game of baseball historically, the records reflect that. There's a direct correlation.
What is, we could look up these numbers during the break. We'll take a break, come back and get the calls. But I was just thinking about it. Remember yesterday I was saying that these could be the 3 best players, position players in the history of the Mets. Mm-hmm. There might be a chance that all 3 of those guys surpass Daryl Strawberry.
I'd have to look at Lindor's home runs a little bit more. There's some numbers I'd have to chase down there.
He hits 30 a year.
Yeah.
Think about it. He's hit almost 30 a year, and he's been here however many years now, right?
This is 5?
Okay.
I think it's 5.
So project that forward. He's going to hit 252.
Oh, I would think so.
Okay. And Soto, he's going to get going a little bit with the power, but Soto's going to hit more than that.
He might hit 252.5.
You're going to have, it'll be a race between Alonso, Soto, and Lindor. As opposed to Straw and Wright.
Well, fair enough.
Lindor's got 124 right now.
Lindor does. All right, yeah. There you go. So, if Soto doesn't have the record, then it's a disaster.
Well, I mean, Pete might hit. It depends.
But Pete's not going to be here 6, 7, 8 years.
No, but he could pad it to, let's say Pete signs a 5-year deal.
Okay.
And he hits 50 a year.
50 a year?
I'm just trying to make the math easy. But all right, go ahead, 40 a year.
All right, so that's 200 more. Let's say he finishes this year at 250. Listen, that's 450.
All right, 450. I mean, that's going to be...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
It's not like that's going to be...
He's going to hit 500 home runs as a Met.
See? I mean, now...
It's going to happen.
That's a lot. I would put money on that. Hey, I love records. I'm enjoying this. There's no... I don't want to be that guy. There is very little chance Pete hits 500 as a Met.
I think it just matters about how long he's going to be here.
That's why I bet a lot against it. I just don't think he's here. I think he's going to maybe get a year or 2 tacked on. Pete's not going to be here 7, 8 years.
Why not?
I just don't think he is.
So do you think he's going to be retired or think he's going to be in another uniform?
I don't think Stearns will give him that kind of deal. I'd like to see him do it.
That's fine. But just because he doesn't give him the deal doesn't mean he won't be here for life here. Because you could still keep on signing him, keep on bringing him back. Year, you know, that's all I'm saying. My question to you is, do you think that he's going to be in a different uniform at some point in his career?
Yes.
Okay.
I do not. I would bet right now that I don't. That's another fascinating conversation. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Guys, Mark Cuban and Peter Jones just invested $1 million in this company on Shark Tank. It's Collars & Co., and they made the Dress Collar Polo. It's great. It's a 4-way stretch, comfortable polo, but the top has that firm dress collar on it, so it gives you that dress shirt look, but an extremely comfortable polo feel. I wore it at Saratoga for Belmont. It's great. These polos are short sleeve, and they feel amazing. They look sharp by themselves and killer with a sweater or blazer. You've got to check them out. Visit collarsandco.com today. That's collarsandco.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.